Broadcasting Network.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Some commentators have tried to claim that the November 2006 election proved that Americans are not concerned about border security and illegal aliens. I think that analysis is dead wrong. I have examined last November's election returns, and I cannot find any winning Democrat who supported amnesty. The only Democrat who openly campaigned in support of the Kennedy-McCain amnesty guest worker bill was the candidate who was decisively defeated by Republican Senator John Kyle in Arizona. Most of the winning Democrats took a very hard line about border security and illegal aliens. Here are some direct quotes from the campaign ads or websites of Democrats who defeated Republican members of Congress. Indiana Republican Congressman John Hostetler was defeated by Brad Ellsworth, who said, "We need to tighten our borders, enforce the laws we have, and punish employers who break them." Kansas Republican Congressman Jim Ryan was defeated by Nancy Boida, who said, "When American corporations knowingly or negligently hire illegal workers, they lure immigrants into America, weaken our borders, and create unfair wage competition for American workers, and this is unacceptable." Indiana Republican Congressman Chris Chocolate was defeated by Joe Donnelly, who said, "I do not support amnesty. I will support more border agents, increased funding for surveillance and fencing that will prevent immigrants from illegally entering our country." North Carolina Republican Congressman Charles Taylor was defeated by Heath Shuler, who said, "I do not support granting amnesty to people who have broken the law." The bottom line is that the winning candidates in 2006, whether they were Democrat or Republican, all said they want our government to take a hard line on illegal aliens, and they want our government to enforce border security.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
It's just right.
Your healthy radio addiction starts now. Starts now.
When I walk into the Oval Office, I'm...
Hester, and he does a lot of fun things in the field of agriculture. And Trent, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Thank you, Derry. I actually forgot about tagging that calf.
Yeah, and you did it fast. You're quicker than I am.
Well, I get a lot of experience, although I wish I was tagging more calves these days instead of out and about telling the story of agriculture.
Well, I tell you what, we all have to do something. Everybody has to be someplace, and... you're in a lot of places all of the time. In fact, you do a lot of your program from while you're out traveling, do you not?
I do. I get to know my laptop computer quite well. I actually spent 270 nights in hotel rooms last year.
Oh, my
traveled
goodness.
Traveled through 33 states. Actually spoke in 33 states.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's a world that you used to know a little better. You tend to stay pretty close to the ranch these days.
Well, I try to not go as often as I used to. I tell you, that gets old. And, I don't know. I enjoy the speaking part. That's fun most of the time. In my whole life, I haven't had over three or four situations where I was uncomfortable. Most of the time, they're fun. You're with good people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then getting there and coming home and in hotels and you mentioned laptop computers and cell phones. When I was doing most of my traveling and speaking, there was no such thing as a cell phone or a computer. And I knew where every telephone booth was in a 5 or 6 state area here in the Midwest.
And you can't find a telephone booth anymore.
They don't even exist.
No, it's a long day to try to find a pay telephone to use.
But I knew where they were. And back in those days, we were operating on a very tight budget. I had sometimes I didn't even have another announcer. And like I said, we did 10 programs a day. And if I had any distance to go, you'd look for a telephone booth, and then I'd call my sources of information, find out what markets were doing, et cetera, and then do a program, and then jump in the car and go to the next telephone booth.
And here we are today in the year 2007. Derry Brownfield is posting MP3s to the Internet. Who would have ever guessed?
Well, actually, old Derry Brownfield's not.
But you can listen to Derry Brownfield.
I know that. I know that because I am just old and cantankerous, and sarcastic and egotistical and rednecked and hypocritical enough that I just refuse to learn anything about a computer. So I have Jeff and I have Beth and we have other people that do things. They just do nice things for me because they feel sorry for me.
Well, sympathy goes a long way, and I do anything to generate public sentiment.
Anyhow, Trent, you've got kind of a fun thing coming up here. But let's talk first of all about, I always look at Senate bill and call it soybean because for 50 years, SB meant soybean in my vocabulary. But it's Senate bill 311.
311. Can I read to you a sentence from Senate bill 311?
Read two sentences if you like.
To amend the Horse Protection Act to prohibit the shipping, transporting, moving, delivering, receiving, possessing, purchasing, selling, or donation of horses and other equine species to be slaughtered for human consumption, comma, and for other purposes. Now, Derry, we've got the United States Senate, who very soon will be voting on Senate Bill 311, which is a sister bill of H.R. 503 that has already passed the House of Representatives. We have known it as the Horse Slaughter Prevention Act, which will ban horse slaughter in the United States. And I think we've overlooked the last four words of this particular, by the way, was the very last amendment to H.R. 503 and Senate Bill 311. To me, and Derry, I don't think it takes much of an attorney to read that and say, I can't transport a horse for the purposes of a trail ride. I can't transport a horse for the purposes of going from one pasture to the other to work cattle.
Yeah, it looks to me like if you if the thought police would catch you loading a horse in a pickup or a trailer, hey, you'd be breaking a federal law.
Absolutely. That is the way that this bill is written, and it's a shame that we have so many horse enthusiasts that have supported this bill under the guise of compassion for horses, and nobody has more compassion than I do for a horse, but I understand at the end of the day, we have 100,000 unwanted horses. We need a place to go for them. No matter where you stand on harvesting horses for human consumption, the last four words of this bill, as it is written, should cause you to stop and say, wait a minute, I can't even load a horse and take it to my neighbor's place.
Do you, of course, I've been on top of this. I go all the way back to the early 80s when I found out that they were paying $2 a day to board supposedly wild horses. And I don't know how much study you've done on wild horses, but there ain't such a thing.
No.
They're just free-roaming horses that someone has turned loose or they've turned their ancestors loose.
They're feral horses that continue to inbreed, and they are not even representative of a horse today in many cases.
No, I've been out to Loveland, Colorado, to the Palomino Valley holding facilities. I leased an airplane. We flew over and watched them gather. Then I went with the gathering crew where they were using helicopters. And, and I hear music in the background. So it'd be a good time to take a break. Trent will be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
And we have returned, visiting today with Trent Lewis. I'm sorry, Luce.
On the loose, Darryl.
On the loose. I know that. Oh, loose lips.
Yes, loose lips.
Anyhow, Trent, we were talking about these wild horses. Back in the 80s, when I saw that the government was paying $2 a day for these horses, and this is the same time interest is 20% and farmers are going broke, I said, look, we can ship these horses back here into the Midwest. We'll do it for a dollar a day. And all they came up with the most stupid reasons why it couldn't be done. Now they're doing that. They're letting horses out on private land. But I made several trips to Washington, D.C., and it looked there for a while like we were going to get this job done. Never did materialize. But in the meantime, I learned a lot about wild horses. There's some really good books out on the subject. But
do you know what we spend each year today adopting a wild horse? You know that we have the BLM, Adopt a Horse or Bureau program.
Right. I have no idea total what it is. I did back then.
$2,050 per adopted horse.
Per horse.
Per horse.
Yeah.
And we have warehousing about 20,000 of those horses that you were talking about, and the reason they moved them to the Midwest was probably because you told them they should. They're paying $1.85 to warehouse those horses in the Flint Hills of Kansas and the Bartlesville, Oklahoma area. And as we speak, I know there are some, you have listeners in the Dakota Territory, there are people looking at maybe putting new land into that program. They're wanting a place for 1,000 additional warehouse horses right now.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, they're just junk horses. There's not a, and I watch this thing on RFD TV and BLM. They run this little, I guess it's a promo of some kind. They show it every so often as to when they're going to have another one of these adoption facilities and where it's going to be, and they show the nicest looking bunch of horses. Now, like I said, I've been in that country where those horses are coming from. You do not see horses like on this video. If they look to me like they went into someone's thoroughbred herd, turned a bunch of horses out on the desert and took a picture of them.
Well, I've got a good friend that ranches on federal lands in Nevada, Hank Vogler, and he says that we are one generation away from these horses being a jackrabbit and hopping off into the sagebrush instead of actually being horses. That's how much they have inbred, and they don't resemble a horse at all, Derry.
Well, like I said, I've been out there. I watched them castrate and brand those things. Once in a while, you will see one. I visited with a long time while I was out there with a fellow that was, he had some kind of a deal, and I wouldn't bet it was legit, but he was looking for bucking horses to put in a rodeo string, and he said they won't be one out of 1,000 that'll buck.
You know, and good it's illegal. It's illegal to do that today.
Well, it is
today. You cannot generate
a
profit from a BLM horse if you adopt it.
So anyhow, bank, and I don't know my American history that well, but I do hear the music, and I do know when commercials are coming up. But let's take another break, Trent. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we have returned. And now I'm visiting with Trent Luce, old Loose Lips Trent. We're talking about this wild horse thing. Very quickly again, Trent, before we get into the details of this, we had, like I said, I'm not that familiar with American history like I should be, but we had a depression back 100-and-some years ago. And at that time, they were homesteading land in the West and the Northwest, and the people in the Northwest didn't have enough money to even come home. Rube Long has written a real good book called The Oregon Desert. And he said one of these chapters was them that had the least stayed the longest. They were so broke that they couldn't even hire a stagecoach, you know, get tickets on a stagecoach to come home. And they just turned their horses loose, and most of them were draft horses. And down in the Southwest, the remount studs for the Army turned some thoroughbred horses loose, stallions. And it did improve some of those horses some. But, my gosh, that's been 100 years ago.
Right.
So these things are, they're just horses. They were never native to this country, never, ever. Now, somebody said, oh, yeah, they were, because we've dug up bones, you know, and camel bones and all that. But as far as modern history is concerned, horses were brought over here into Central and South America back long before they settled the United States. And they were never, in modern times, native to the United States. Go from there.
No, they're all feral horses. And speaking of history, I think this is significant enough to mention, Derry. Today, April 30th, is the anniversary of the inauguration of the very first president of the United States, George Washington, April 30th, 1789. Can you imagine what he would think if he knew what we were trying to legislate today? And particularly, you know, right now we're talking about the unwanted horse and trying to ban horse slaughter. It's real, truly a reflection of a society that has gone so far from the resources that enable human life and not appreciating and understanding, taking for granted everything that people who convert natural resources into human consumable products do to sustain mankind. And now we're talking about legislating banning horse harvesting. You know, 15 years ago, I learned this last week, and it really came about because of the melamine that's coming in on the imported wheat and wheat gluten from China. 15 years ago, we stopped putting unwanted horses in pet food bags, not because there was a law, but because the pet food manufacturers were simply afraid of the ick factor, didn't think that the consumer would understand taking an unwanted horse and providing it as a nutrient to a dog and a cat, which are carnivores. That's what they need to sustain a healthy life. Consequently, today, Derry, we have the same number of obese dogs as we have people.
You know, it's hard to stay on the subject. But the other day, I was at a nice restaurant, and we ordered ribettes, I believe is what they called them.
Right.
And they were nice little ribbons of meat, and they were very, very good. But they got the order mixed up. So she said, oh, I'm sorry, you ordered it. So she goes back to the kitchen and comes back with more and brought us three times more than we could possibly eat. So I was traveling. Normally you'd pick that up and take them home to old Shep, see? But I was traveling, and I told her, I said, why don't you take those home to your dog? Oh, I wouldn't feed them to my dog. Now, what's the matter, girl? Well, they got all that fat on them. I said, then you eat them. You know, can you believe how people think today?
I mean, I can't.
And then they feed dogs, and I see these ads on pet food ads all the time. You've seen them, too, on television. They show all these vegetables that go into dog food. Dogs don't want to eat vegetables.
And corn. Corn's the number one dog food ingredient. I don't understand it. We've got horse meat we would rather see a horse rot in the backyard of some pasture or someplace than to actually have a consumptive use for this natural resource. That is a disconnected area that I truly don't understand.
We used to send them to the glue factory.
Right.
And you know, glue hasn't stuck since we quit putting horse hooves in it. That's what made envelopes stick so good. You know, they tasted better. But today, we've got a bunch of envelopes up here in our office. They paid a lot of money for them, and I scotch tape them shut because you lick them and they pop right open again.
That's probably that Saudi petroleum. It just doesn't stick like it should.
You know, an old dead horse would make those things work a lot better. But anyhow.
That leads us into somebody who evidently knows more than we do about what's best for the equine industry, Derry. If you don't know, Bo Derrick has spent the past few years lobbying to ban horse harvesting in the state of Illinois and nationally. 2 weeks ago, she was at the state capitol in Springfield, and I was just in Litchfield, Illinois, over the weekend. And Frank Bowman and everyone with the Horsemen's Council of Illinois is just furious because they had testimony from the veterinary medical communities, the American Equine Practitioners, talking about the benefit to benefit the horse in the future. We need to have horse harvesting as an option.
Now, you're being a little politically correct here.
I don't think anybody's ever accused me of that before,
well,
today, but that's fine.
You're using world...
This harvesting word, I think, is important.
Use slaughter.
No.
Yes, we slaughter cattle, we butcher hogs, and we slaughter horses.
No, Derry, we respectfully take their life to provide human essentials. that means we harvest them. We can talk about that when we come back. I hear music now.
I do, too. Let's take another break. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, that's 1-800-973-3779. We have a couple of people on here that already don't agree with us. We'll get to them. First, this message.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals. Have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. Now, that's May the 5th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting about 800 head, and early consignments include a string of 100 black and black baldy September calvers. Now, they're bred to Angus and Hereford bulls that Rogers Farms are bringing in. Gary Theriot will be selling 56 fancy Angus cows. 37 of them are just three-year-olds. 30 head of them have calves by their size. John Franklin will be in with a 50-head string of black and black baldy cow-calf pairs. John Sullivan will be in with 20 pairs. And Tim Waters has consigned 25 red and red-white-faced cows, and they all have nice babies by their size. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments for the special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale that's coming up this Saturday, May the 5th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says, what you don't do is always more important than what you do do. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned, visiting today with Trent Luce, and we're talking about the horse situation and how there's a lot of do-gooders out there that shouldn't put a horse in an Alpo can. And, anyway, you were talking about Bo Derek a moment ago, and Trent, I am so old-fashioned. I have not been to movies since Roy Rogers was still in black and white films. All right, so I had to look up Bo Derek. But anyway, she starred in a film 10 in 1979, went to instant stardom, and as a sex symbol. Now you take it from there.
And posted a T-shirt, or posted a picture of herself in a wet T-shirt. Which, it, by the way, is still for sale on the Internet,
Derry.
And that, I think, has won the hearts and minds of our lawmakers instead of the science about what is best for the future of the equine species. Now, one thing I want to say about horse harvesting and banning that, the next step, we all know, will be reclassify the horse as a companion animal, which means we lose the jurisdiction of the United States Department of Agriculture for such things as preventing disease, curing West Nile, and all of these issues that come up with horses. But I, about 2 weeks ago, actually, I was driving on Interstate 99 from Modesto to Sacramento, California, and it finally hit me there. I think I have the solution. The whole thing is that we want to ban the harvesting of 100,000 unwanted horses in this country each year, but no one has generated a solution on what we do with these unwanted horses. And it's actually just very frustrating, extremely frustrating, that someone like Bo Derek, that's been in one movie, posted one wet T-shirt photo, goes into the legislative chamber in Springfield, Illinois, and the lawmakers ignore all science about what is best for the horse and simply vote to ban it because Bo Derek is present. So,
did she wear her wet T-shirt into the Senate hearing?
No, she did not.
Darn.
Nor did she even speak, Derek. She didn't give a logical reason why they should vote. Her presence simply swayed the elected officials in the state of Illinois. So, I proposed last Monday that we would start in DeKalb, Illinois, where the last functioning horse slaughtering plant is. There, I said your word one time because that's what we've been doing at Cavill International
in DeKalb,
Illinois.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, for you. And we are going to stop at 8 designated locations along Interstate 80 en route to Santa Barbara, California, where Bo Derek's ranch is. We are going to load unwanted horses, and we're going to start this May 7th, next Monday. And we plan to arrive at Bo Derek's Ranch in Santa Barbara, California, May 10th on Thursday with between 35 and 40 unwanted horses and ask her the question, where do you want to put these unwanted horses? We will just unload them at her ranch because she evidently has all of the solutions to the unwanted horse scenario in this country if she can propose and enact legislation to ban horse harvesting. Bo Knows Best is what we call the journey. If you'd like to participate or get more information, you can go to facesofag.com. But we are going to bring a greater awareness to the need for 100,000 unwanted horses to provide a solution for them. Derry, I was in Illinois. Illinois is like the third, ranks 47th in the country on federal lands in terms of state parks and
national parks.
We've already got unwanted horses showing up in places like Illinois. I was talking to a friend of mine in Nevada this morning. He said the city of the area and city of Las Vegas has one guy that's what he does, is gather unwanted animals. In the past 2 months, the number of unwanted horses with saddle marks has increased tenfold. You know, these horses are great. You talked about the horses that we're warehousing that began on BLM land. What about the horses that are going to be dumped out? The taxpayers are going to foot the bill because people are going to just start dumping these horses left and right. We need a solution, and that is why we are loading unwanted horses between DeKalb, Illinois, and California, taking them to Bo Derek and asking her where she wants to put them.
That's interesting. Now, she knows you're coming, no doubt.
Yes.
Don't you?
I have not had contact with her, but I do know for a fact that she knows. I will attempt to contact her this week.
I was going to say, wonder what kind of a ranch she has. Do you have any idea?
She just moved. She was at a very secure ranch. I am told the fences were not permeable with unwanted horses. But the new ranch she has just recently purchased and moved to, I am told we can access pretty easily. Now, I would like to also state that we do not intend on breaking the law. All proper paperwork will be in hand as we transport these horses across the country.
Yeah, you'll have to get those suckers Coggins tested.
Everything will need to be Coggins tested. Everything will need to have proper brand papers if we're from a brand area. And, yes, there is a tremendous amount of organization that is taking place this week. But trust me, this journey will begin next Monday morning in DeKalb, Illinois.
You know, a lot of people say, and I've argued this on the air before, they say, well, you shouldn't have bred all those horses. That ain't the way it works. The horses live to be 30 years old, and what do you do when a horse gets old? Well, you know, and then they don't all turn out good. You're going to get some horses, and I know horse trainers will say, oh, they just were mistreated. Not necessarily. You get horses. I could have put two horses on your load just a couple of years ago, but I had a nice little mare, and I really liked her. And she was about as good a using horse as was, and she started having, I don't know, some kind of a mental problem. She just threw herself for no reason. And she threw herself on my leg one day, and that was the last time I ever got on her. What do you do with a horse like that?
Well, that's the point. That's exactly the point. But nobody has generated a solution, Derry, for what we do with these 100,000.
Right.
And we're not talking about somebody's 4-H project. We're talking about a horse that nobody wants.
Like I said, this was a nice little buckskin mare. Just, I mean, you could do anything off of her that you can do off of a ranch horse. And I hated to see her go, but, you know, she's dangerous.
We are so close to worshiping animals in this country, and it really comes from the whole thought process, and I'm sure you spend quite a bit of time talking about this as well, but 84% of all pet owners now, Derry, consider themselves mother or father of their pet. You know, we don't truly understand that we as humans are at the top of the food chain, and we've had food-borne illnesses that have affected kids how many times? Not many compared to what it used to be. I mean, we do a good job. But we have 9 dogs that die, and we can't even document that the melamine actually caused that problem. And suddenly we have pet food recalls. We have major news stories every day about, the fear of our nation's food supply. And still nobody's talking about the imported food that our kids and people eat that is not inspected at our borders. I'm just concerned about our relationship as human beings in this country with animals, and it stems in what we're dealing with today in legislation attempting to ban the harvesting of unwanted horses.
Trent, let's go to the telephones. We've had some folks holding for quite a while.
Okay.
Let's start out with Clint. Hi, Clint, you're on the air.
Derry.
Yes, sir.
I'm on both sides here. I don't want to call in and disagree with anything because
go ahead.
I think there is a. I'll try to make this as short as possible. My wife is, I guess you'd call a sponsor or a representative for BLM in the state of Missouri, and she lives and breeds horse. I'm not a big horse lover myself, but I don't know that even her, I couldn't get a hold of her to get on your show, but I don't know that she would even stand behind some of these horses. They do need to go somewhere. We've got a place just down the road from us, which is it's on the backside of my folks' place. This gal has got, I know, 70-plus horses on there, and that's all they are is just, they're just culls, they're mess. And she's in that program that you've been talking about.
You mean the program where they can pasture those horses for $1.80?
Yep. That's how she's able to keep this place, is she's got all these horses. Now, my wife has 2 dozen or around 2 dozen of her own that are freeze-branded horses. Now, there's a couple of them I'd have dearly loved to have shot and sent down the ditch. But she's so diehard, she'll make something of. I haven't seen a single one in there she hadn't done something with.
Well, sure, you can train them. They're trainable. I mean, they're just horses, so, you know, you can train any horse.
But you know, we've had more problems with, and she trains... She trains outside, and she's had more problems with domestic horses as far as them being spooky and, you know, and flipping off like this buckskin that you was talking about.
My horse had a mental problem. I mean, she didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, I understand. And she's had them on there, too. But these Mustangs, and you're right, they're not natives of the country. They've come from Spanish breeding or whatever. You know, they've basically all been shipped over here. And they're like you say, they're a mutt of their breed, but they're also common sense smart. I don't get a big pleasure in riding a horse myself, but I would rather ride one of them than a domestic one because they'll look at a situation before they'll jump away from it.
Okay, hey, appreciate the call, Clint. Let's take a break. We'll get back to the telephones right after these messages.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
And we have returned. By the way, Trent, I have a picture here of you plying with a team of horses. Clint was talking about how these Western or these adopted horses are easy to handle. That's because they're cold-blooded horses to start with, wouldn't you say?
I agree. But you're talking about my Percherons. That's a great day for me to be home plowing or just doing something. You know, people that talk about and romanticize yesterday's food production system, they should come to my place one day. We'll spend a day plowing and see how easy that was.
You know, back to the cold-blooded horses, many of those horses, you know, and he said, well, she has more trouble breaking the domestic horses. Well, anything that's got saddle blood in it, I don't care whether it's American saddlebred or whatever it is, as long as it's bred to ride and to drive, and I don't mean to plow with, but to drive
right
to a buggy, they're going to be hot-blooded, and they're going to be just a little bit on the nervous side. That's the way they're supposed to be. So anyhow, let's go.
There's one thing I want to just touch on that Clint said that I don't doubt that lady has 70 horses. She probably has those horses as part of a rescue program, though, Clint, because the BLM does not technically work with anybody that cannot take care of at least 1,000 at one location, but there are rescue programs, so those are probably not direct BLM horses there in Missouri.
See, he mentioned, and I don't know whether she's getting $1.85 a head a day or what or that or not, but, hey, I don't see anything wrong with that. This is exactly what we tried to get done back in the late 70s, early 80s, whenever that was. I could go back and look at my books. In fact, I have a humongous, it's not a file, It's a great big box full of information on this, we called it Brownfields Green Pastures back in those days. But anyhow, let's go to Karen. Hi, Karen, you're on the air.
Hi, Derry. I'm a horse trainer by trade.
Good.
And I can tell you that there's no one out there that loves the horse any more than I do. But we need this option of disposal for horses. The people that are trying to push this through that don't own horses are telling us that, you know, the horses made America. They made, you know, they're an icon of the West. There was a judge in Texas that shut down the plants because the horse is an icon in movies. And that's not entirely true, but people are thinking with their hearts and not their minds. At this point, we've figured that we're slaughtering 90,000 horses per year, and the government is going to allot $5 million to take care of these unwanted horses. And if you figure that it costs approximately $2,400 a year to keep a horse, well, that $5 million is going to support 20,833 horses, which leaves us 69,167 horses that are not supported. And we're going to find there's going to be alternative ways to dispose of these horses. There are plants being built in Mexico now to take in these slaughter horses. And statistics show that in 2000, there were 3,500 horses exported to Mexico.
All right, but this bill, this SB 311, says, hey, you can't even load one in a trailer.
Well, who's to say they're going to take them down there and ride them? And if they don't ride, what's going to happen then?
Well, if you were listening early, it says you can't load one, but stay tuned. Hey, stay with me. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Journal of the American Medical Association has confirmed that consuming B6 and folic acid significantly lowers the risk of heart attack or death due to heart disease. These proven nutrients, combined with the key ingredient trimethylglycine, makes Cardio-1 the most complete formula for optimal cardiovascular health. White willow bark, known as the natural aspirin, further strengthens this revolutionary product, Cardio-1. A healthy heart needs these proven nutrients, and they're found in Cardio-1, chelation therapy made easy. Chelation has been compared to a roto-rooter in the cardiovascular system. It removes plaque and returns the arterial system to a smooth, healthy state. Removing arterial plaque from your body may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve overall health. To order a 30-day supply of Cardio-1, send $43.95 to Cardio-1, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources, a family-owned nutritional company that has been helping people solve their health problems naturally for over 20 years. Boosting metabolism is actually very simple. You just have to get your body making more heat and energy. I developed a special thyroid support formulation called Thyroid Helper. Thousands of people have noticed a welcome boost to their metabolism by taking Thyroid Helper. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com. Click on the online catalog and go to Health Products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. And you can increase your savings with our convenient monthly auto ship program, which includes free shipping right to your door. Don't let age make you feel old. You have choices at Wellness Resources.
And we're in the home stretch. Are you still with me, Karen? Hi, Karen. Are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I think Jeff said, and I forgot to make a note, are you on the Missouri Horse Council?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'm a board
member of the Missouri Equine Council.
Okay. I helped start the original one back, and I'd have to go back. I think it was in either the late 70s or the early 80s. And we called it at that time the Missouri Horse and Mule Council.
Right.
And I always wanted to have a pony queue, and nobody would agree with me.
We could do that today, Derry.
Still have a pony queue?
I'll provide the pony.
I said, looky here, you go to a poultry meeting, they have chicken. You
Absolutely.
Go to a pork meeting, you have hogs. You go to a beef meeting, you're going to eat beef. And, you know, I didn't see any problem with it.
K Karen?
No, why not? They said the older the horse, actually, the more tender the meat.
That's hard for me to believe, but I don't know. I don't know.
Gary, I think it's worth for Karen and everybody that we read the way the Senate Bill 311 is written again.
Yeah, do that again.
To amend the Horse Protection Act to prohibit the shipping, transporting, moving, delivering, receiving, possessing, purchasing, selling, or donation of horses and other equine species to be slaughtered for human consumption, comma, and for all other purposes. And today I want to focus on this, and for all other purposes. I don't care where you stand on banning horse harvesting. For other purposes tells me that we can't transport a horse. We cannot transport a horse anywhere for any purpose. I think we need to all stop and say, wait a minute, let's investigate this.
Were you with us during that conversation, Karen?
Yes, I was listening.
Oh, okay. That was your dog, I take it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, I had moved into another room.
But you did hear Trent say, and for all other purposes, you
yes, sir, and
can't
we
load
are,
a horse.
As a group, the Missouri Equine Council, the American Quarter Horse Association, the American Association of Equine Practitioners, we've all been doing a huge mailing email push to make people aware of this. It's everybody just reads the first part. You know, it's a horse slaughter. Okay, we're against it. But it's the other purposes that's the first step. I mean, that's the first step of losing all of our rights with our animals.
Karen, would you leave your telephone number with Jeff? I'd like to visit with you after the program.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Now let's go to the telephones and get Mike in Illinois. Mike, we're going to run out of time here. About a minute.
Gary, this is a prime example here in Illinois of politicians, not representatives, listening to a movie star. And if it would have been, if you remember Cliff Arquette, Charlie Weaver,
yeah.
if they would listen to him, I understand that he was the foremost authority in America when he was alive on the Civil War. Now, if Bo Derek was the foremost authority on horses and what could be done to him, I can understand him listening to her, but she's probably not. And lastly, the good news for her, Trent, is if she keeps that T-shirt on the Internet, sooner or later somebody will feel sorry for her and buy that T-shirt and use it for a dirt rag or something. So you guys take care, and Karen's an excellent.
Mike, I'm afraid many people are buying that T-shirt. But the trip is called Bo Knows Best, Derry. It's facesofag.com. People can get more information. And if you want to go along, it would be great to have the Brownfield Caravan, the Common Sense Coalition, following the Bo Knows Best journey.
What kind of a trailer are you? How many horses do you plan on picking up?
Between 35 and 40, whatever we can comfortably haul on a. It's going to be a straight trailer. We're
just
not
a floor trailer.
Floor trailer. We're not going to put these in a deck, a bull rack. We're
right.
Going to haul them on a floor trailer. We're going to take care of them, and I fully believe we'll end up with 40 horses, and. Understanding, we're going to start in DeKalb, Illinois, picking up 4 or 5 at each stop. So that will give us between 35 and 40.
So you're getting this set up. People are going to know when you're there,
yes.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. You need to contact me directly because we're not going to just say, bring your horse. We'd have to have all the health papers. We need to have all the proper documents. It needs to be planned, and we need to do it now because we start next Monday, May 7th, in DeKalb, Illinois.
Okay, and we are now out of time. Trent, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest on the program, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of man. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds and